Qui vult venire post me.
February 2020, Mark 8, 34 to chapter 9, 1. He called the people and his disciples to him and said, "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross and follow me. Anyone who wants to save his life will lose it, but anyone who loses his life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. What gain, then, is it for anyone to win the whole world and forfeit his life? And indeed, what can anyone offer in exchange for his life? For if anyone in this sinful and adulterous generation is ashamed of me and of my words, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "In truth I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power." Self-denial, or to renounce oneself, is a word that is less and less understood today, because it introduces us to a deep sense of following the Lord. It realistically describes what needs to happen so that God's plan can unfold in our lives. Self-denial means that we do not seek ways to realize our own ideas and wishes. It describes the deep truth that man does not know the true way to real joy from within himself. We are too self-concentrated and weakened to walk safely in a supernatural light on the path of God. As a rule, man remains focused on himself and, with the grace of God, must learn to orientate himself with his whole heart completely towards God. Even he already has the will to prefer nothing to God, this does not yet have to mean that he actually already realizes it. If, for example, one loves a virtue and is attracted by the virtue, this does not mean that it has already been acquired. In this way, self-denial becomes a spiritual path that can lead to martyrdom. One might be able even to give one's life out of love for God. The key word here is love. In the last days, we have heard about the life of young martyrs. It was their love for Christ that motivated them to remain faithful to the Lord in all their persecutions. In the power of the Holy Spirit, they endured everything, and their death became the event of a love that overcomes the world. To follow the path of self-denial means that the love for Christ becomes greater than our self-love. When we follow the Lord and ask Him that this happens in us, and that we are transformed by His Spirit, then a deep purification process will begin. The Lord will show us all those points where we still possess ourselves, and at the same time invite us to leave us to follow Him. This also means accepting the cross that is on our way. Often we resist this cross, but it is precisely its acceptance, and thus an important step towards self-denial, that makes the love for Jesus grow. Saving his life as it says above in today's text, fits into these considerations. Even if these words certainly refer first to the concrete danger of persecution, they also have an inner meaning. Every time we want to save our life, that is, when we seek our own security not in the will of God, but elsewhere, we are invited to surrender ourselves to God, to entrust ourselves to Him. This also applies when we are in danger of avoiding steps of a spiritual growth and necessary conflicts, when we do not dare to confess the Lord because we are afraid of the consequences. Always then, we save our life and we lose it. If, on the other hand, for the sake of the Lord, we lose the life related to ourselves, then the life of grace will grow in us and we will save the divine life. The careful unfolding of the divine life in us through self-denial will enable us to remain faithful to the faith when the faith is attacked. An increasing apostasy is discernible in the world, and therefore a climate of rejection and even enmity towards the Christian faith is growing. In these difficult times, it becomes all the more important to follow the path of self-denial, and thus the path of a serious following of Christ. The living presence of the Holy Spirit, who unfolds His gifts in us, especially the Spirit of strength, will enable us to bear good witness, even in a hostile environment, and not to be ashamed of the Lord's word. In His power, we will confess the Lord and hold on to Him. So Jesus will remember and not be ashamed of us when He comes with the holy angels in the sovereignty of the Father.
The verse we will listen to says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
Lex Domini Immaculata convertens animas. Testimonium Domini fidele sapientiam prestans parvul.